back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the line, CJ of Madison. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, CJ of Madison?
Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Say, day one, the Hunter Biden-Harris administration went at war with the oil companies. They stopped all drilling. Why would these companies invest in continuing when candidate Biden said he was going to eliminate all oil companies and coal companies? So tell me why, you know, the oil companies won't hold up. There's no commitment by this administration to follow up with their drilling, you know, and their leases. So,
yeah, I get it. Okay, let me respond to that one, CJ, for a second. And, you know, it's a little polemical to say the Hunter Biden, Kamala Harris administration. Actually, it's not Hunter Biden's, it's Joe Biden.
Matt, we lost you for a minute there. If you just want to repeat yourself, I think you're back.
Okay, can you hear me, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat it. CJ, it's not the Hunter Biden administration. It's the Biden administration. You slipped in the old Hunter. I get it. But here's the deal. Let's be blunt. Biden did not say at all that he's going to eliminate any company. What he said was going to go over to clean energy. And you know who else said it? General Motors. General Motors said that by 2036, they'll have all electric cars. They'll have all electric cars. That's General Motors, not Joe Biden. The point is the wave of the future is in front of us, but Joe Biden can absolutely invoke the Defense Production Act and have them produce what he wants them to produce in a war situation. And the Senate just passed that. They just said that that he can use the Defense Production Act and he will tell them to increase your production. That's what Harry Truman did during the Korean War. So that's number one. Number two, oil companies, like any company, oil companies are not bad. I mean, people who look on companies as bad are good. But, and CJ, by the way, capitalism can only exist with democracy, and democracy can only exist with capitalism. People on both sides have got to understand that. So every time democracy is undermined, what you end up doing is you end up undermining our economic system. But if they think they can make money, which is appropriate, then they'll drill. And if the president tells them to do it, and what Truman did in the Korean War was if they had some costs that needed subsidizing in an emergency, they'd do it. I don't think we need to do any of that. We have, with fracking, we are the greatest oil producers, natural gas producers in the world. We're okay. The problem is Europe. That's the problem. They depend on Russia. And Germany is sending Russia several billion a month, billion for natural gas. Then they originally sent helmets to the Ukraine. They are wobbly. The Germans do not have a commitment to stopping Russia. They simply don't. And France is the same way. Biden has done a great job, and Anthony Blinken, in whipping them into shape, but they are recalcitrant. They're like cats, herding cats, very, very difficult. So, We do not have a problem with our oil companies, but we have a problem with wobbly people in Europe who are in their defense, are depending on Russia because they can't get this fuel anywhere else. So they're going to have to end up getting it from us. In any event, CJ, thank you for calling in. As always, next we're going to go to Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on Randy Diallo?
Good morning, my friend. In the last few minutes, I want you to solve the world's problem, which is how to save democracy. You've been talking about it. Now, here's the problem that we have. Every so often in history, you got the stars lining up for despots and dictators and criminals and war crime, war criminals. So you got Putin, you got, we had our Trump here, they have their Orban, Brazil has their, what's his name down there?
Bolsonaro of Brazil.
Bolsonaro. Yes, yes. So once in a while, they line up and they try to take over with their fervor, right? And we are in the thick of it right now. The north right. is south, south is west. If you say that climate change exists, that can walk away. If you say that he didn't win the election, that's not true. If you, you know, nothing is there's no truth anymore. And you right. keep believing in these things. How do you solve this, Matt? You have 2 minutes.
Well, Diallo, I'll tell you what, we should be in the government because somebody's got to solve it. Tell you what, you're hitting the right thing. You have Putin in Russia, Xi in China, even though the Chinese for 5,000 years have had an authoritarian structure, but Bolsonaro in Brazil, you have Viktor Orban in Hungary, you have Vucic in Serbia, and throughout Africa and Asia, you have a number of people who are autocrats. I understand it. What we have to do, liberal democracy depends on this. It depends on voting and the peaceful transfer of power. If you don't have the peaceful transfer of power, you don't have a liberal democracy. And up until Trump, we had always had the peaceful transfer of power. The one exception, the Civil War in 1861, was a constitutional crisis over slavery, and that has been resolved. But in every other administration, Democratic and Republican, we were committed to the peaceful transition of power. That is no longer the case in this country. And the biggest challenge to democracy is keeping it in the United States. Keeping it in the United States, because the United States, as an example, and as a military and economic force, supports Europe. And if you don't have liberal democracy in Western Europe and the United States, you're not going to have it anywhere in the world. So what do we do? You have tremendous divisions in this country right now. We really do. We are divided people. And a house divided against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln said that. What the Ukrainians have is absolute unity. Unity. And that is their greatest weapon. Right now, Russia and other countries have sown disunity in our country. That has got to stop. I don't know what it's going to take, because in the Republican Party, you have people on the right, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Gosars and the Hawleys, Tucker Carlson, Trump, and so forth, who basically are dominant right now. And then on the left in this country, you have people who are attacking the United States for different reasons, systemic racism and all that. Everybody is attacking the United States. I don't know if it's going to take a third party, Diallo, called United Americans, who get together and they say, we stand for democracy. We won't put up with stopping voting and violence in the transition of power. And we are also going to hang tough against Putin. We're going to hang tough against autocrats everywhere in the world. That may be what it takes, because right now there are divisions in both parties. And in the Republican Party, the anti-democracy forces are ascendant. Trump, he could be the nominee in 2024. Trump, a criminal, should be in prison, could be the nominee, doesn't believe in the peaceful transition of power. And if that happens, and he pulls us out of NATO and he cozies up to Putin, you're going to have Putin going into the rest of Europe and the Middle East. Y'all, thanks for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins, by the way. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. A lot more subjects to discuss. Call your congressman and say, send the planes to Zelensky. Send the shorter ship missiles. Send him whatever he needs. Knock it off. No guff. You work for me. I don't work for you. Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, signing off for today.